Welcome to Exploring Esmir. I'm your host, Trista Shea. In today's episode, I'll be talking about the Rushing Sea, Verlaten, the Isles of Waste, and Dagoth's Fragment. And I'll also be touching on dragon culture and noting a character that shows up in our Tales of Esmir podcast that lives in this area. If you don't follow us on social media, I highly recommend that you go to either Facebook or Instagram and at least check out the map of Esmir, as that will give you a visual of what I'm going to be talking about, like where these places are on the map. I also highly recommend listening to the History of Esmir episode, as that will give you further backstory. If you have listened to it, then this is a great follow-up mini-series to give you even further insight and understanding into the world. Let's get started. Grab your hat and your map and coffee, probably. There are two main seas that surround Esmir, the Rushing Sea and the Western Sea. Today, we're going to touch on the Rushing Sea, which is comprised of the northern and eastern waters that surround Esmir. I wanted to note that this sea was the birthplace of the Kyra, one of the six original races born on Esmir. We'll talk more about them later on in another episode, but I did want to mention it. And again, if you've listened to the history of Esmir, you'll know what the six original races are and where they were born. The Rushing Sea is known for its sudden storms and its gigantic waves that rush the land it surrounds and send ships to the depths. Not many people sail around in these waters anymore, because of the aforementioned weather and the peril to one's own life. Basically, it's always stormy, it's always dangerous, and the land it surrounds gets hit pretty hard from the waves and tide. Not much else to say about it, except that you'll want to beware if you ever decide to take a boat out on the water, which is highly discouraged, if you want to live. Now, let's talk a little bit about Verlaten. Verlaten is the northernmost and largest island that sits above Esmir. It wasn't always an island, but during the Great Separation, when the dragons cut themselves off from the rest of Esmir due to being mistreated, Dagoth, who was Lord of the Dragons at the time, broke apart the strip of land that connected Verlaten to the mainland, creating the Isles of Waste, which we'll talk about next. Verlaten is the coldest of all the lands in Esmir due to it being the furthest north. Above ground, it's covered in mountains and snow-laden valleys. But it's what lies under the mountains that makes living here worth it, and even possible. For this reason, the dragons make their homes deep underground, where the heat of the earth rises up through cracks in the rocks and forms hot springs. These springs keep the dragons' treasure hoards and themselves warm and cozy. It's also great for incubating their eggs. Above the ground, it appears as if the land is completely abandoned. And that's where it got its name, as Verlaten means forsaken or abandoned. The dragons have lived on Verlaten since the beginning of Esmir, as it's believed to be their birthplace. Again, noting, they are one of the six original races born on Esmir, like the Kyra. For a time, the dragons allowed humans and the other races to come and go, to trade, to seek wisdom concerning Esmir in their lives, and to learn from the dragons. In the beginning, Verlaten was attached to the mainland of Esmir, as I mentioned previously, and this was how the other races traveled to and from Verlaten. Eventually, the dragons grew embittered because of the abuse from the other races. They broke the land bridge between the mainland and the island into pieces, so they could be left in peace. This is known as the Great Separation in Esmirian history. This term is used in the History of Esmir episode, so if you are wondering what it meant, there it is! Let's go a little further into dragon culture while we're here, before we move on to the Isles of Waste. The dragons are a mysterious race, and not much is known about their culture, especially since the Great Separation. Although they could have burned the entire world to ash, they chose not to. The only dealings with the other races that they still have is at Dragonspire, and these interactions are few and far between. It is known that a dragon lord is chosen once every 500 years, although a dragon's lifespan can last well over 1,000. So regardless of if the dragon lord is aged and dying, or is still young, They cycle the rulership out every 500 years. And this lord will rule over the race until a new lord is chosen, making decisions within the culture and keeping the peace among them. To the west of Erlatin, and a little further down, are the Isles of Waste. The Isles of Waste are 13 islands of varying size that used to connect Verlatin to the mainland of Esmir as one solid piece of land. And we already talked about how they got smashed by the Dragon Lord Dagoth and became islands. Nothing lives or even grows on most of these islands. They're cold and barren, with mountains and jagged cliffs. The biggest island, which is closest to the mainland of Esmir, is called Dagoth's Fragment, obviously named after a certain dragon lord. And it is the one exception, as it is actually inhabited. Cold and mountainous like the rest of the Isles of Waste, Dagoth's Fragment is the only isle that grows vegetation, and also the only one where wildlife can be found, such as the Shrillon beasts that roam the cold rocks and heights. They are kind of like polar bears, but a bit larger with very long teeth, and uglier. The other races tend to leave this isle alone, due to the fact that the Fae of the Winter Court live here. If you listened to the history of Esmir, you may recall that the Fae split in two, the Summer and Winter Court. And this is where the Winter Court ended up making their home and operating out of. This is also where Dokion makes his home. He is a tower fortress called the Shadow Sanctum. Now, Dokion is one of the characters that shows up in the Tales of Esmir podcast. I'm not going to go into his story too much, but if you do visit our social media, you can find a bit longer of a backstory and some drawings of him, and all the other main characters. Suffice to say, he was abandoned by his people, and the Fae of the Winter Court took him in and saved his life. He had to pay back their debt, and under them he learned how to be a great criminal. He's now basically the crime boss of all crime bosses in Esmir, and runs his heists and whatnot from the Shadow Sanctum on Dagoth's Fragment. All of his followers are thugs and thieves he saved from the noose, and all of them owe their lives to him. This concludes our Exploring Esmir episode for today. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll join me again next time as we continue to look at the world, the races, and some specific people.